Thank you for taking a ride on the Freedom Train podcast series. I'm your host, Joseph Ward. I'm riding solo today, but shout out to Patrick anyway. And remember that Freedom Train is brought to you by PAX Inc., and that's P-A-C-T-S-I-N-C. And PAX Inc. is a black development organization aimed at developing the black community to its maximum potential through a focus on education and economics with the traits of hard work, honesty, and integrity. And for all my new listeners, for more information, make sure you visit www.pactsinc.org. That way you can learn more about the overall organization, their codes of conduct, how to become a member, how to become a donor, how to get involved. And if you hover your mouse over the More tab, you'll see a drop-down box. And in that drop-down box is a Learning Center. If you hover your mouse over the Learning Center, there's another drop-down box with resources such as audio, information on politics, books, survival guides, legal cases, videos, all types of information used to uplift and empower our community. So once again, all you have to do is visit www.pactsinc.org. And while you're online, make sure you visit our Freedom Train website, because you know you got to check us out, right, at www.freedomtrainradio.com, where you can learn more about me. You learn more about Patrick, Enigma, September, and Shelby Davis, all of our podcast hosts right here on the Freedom Train Network at www.freedomtrainradio.com. All right, so I'm ready for this show today because I got a lot of questions and I got a lot of learning to do. I got my notepad and my pen because we're about to get into some information that is real taboo right here in these Bible Belt parts. But as y'all know how we do it, this Freedom Podcast series, we don't care about none of that stuff. Why? Because we pay these bills. And we can talk about what we want to talk about and educate people the way we want to educate people. So the young lady that we have on the show today, she is a womb healthcare coach, a yoni detox specialist. She's a writer, a certified womb Reiki practitioner. Her name is Lady Yoni, and she has the knowledge and passion to help heal all wounds. She's also a licensed cosmetologist. She has a biology degree and has over 10 years of experience in herbology, yoga meditation, and other alternative healing techniques. So she's here today to teach us about the womb, reproduction, and the yoni, and that we can get away some of these taboos and these misconceptions that we have. So if you were squeamish, I don't care about none of that stuff because it's going down today. So I want all y'all to put your hands together and give a warm welcome to Lady Yoni and Freedom Train Podcast.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. I mean, and the pleasure's all ours because you'd be doing anything with your time, but you chose to give us your time, and we want to make sure that we let you know that we value your time, we value your information, and we thank you for even thinking about us.
Oh, man, thank you. Thank you for even asking me. This is a beautiful experience. I'm so excited. I'm a little nervous, but I'm so excited at the same time. So thank you.
We're about to have some fun. No problem. We're about to have some fun because we've had a couple conversations on here, and my co-host Patrick and I had a show not too long ago about sex, sexuality, and different topics. We talked about T.I. and his daughter with the fiasco with her hymen and all these different things. I know, right?
Uh-huh.
I know, right? But I want to be able to get into realistic conversations about sex and sexuality and bring people on this podcast and on our network who has the experience and the knowledge and just the savvy to teach this information so we can learn more about ourselves, sexuality, all these different things that we need to do as African people to reinvigorate and heal ourselves from the inside out and just make sure we connect them properly.
Yes. I totally vibrate with that, definitely. That's good. Yes, that's good. I really like this.
So So the first question, before we get deep into it, we need to know a little bit about you. So can you give us some background information about yourself and what inspired you to become a womb healthcare coach?
Okay, well, I was born in Tallahassee, Florida. A little background just about my personal experience. I had some run-ins with molestation at a young age. You know, that's pretty prevalent in our community, you know, so some bad, unhealthy relationships, and was just going through a lot as a younger person. And I was like, okay, I need to do something about this. I need to address my issues that I have with myself. And so I started studying. I started getting into yoga and meditation. And I started just studying, like, what does it mean to be human? What does it mean to be healthy? And all those things.
Right.
So, So after having those experiences, when I started getting into womb healthcare, it was when I actually was diagnosed with an ovarian cyst. It was very painful. It was a very, very traumatic, painful experience that I had. And I was already into yoga, meditation, eating healthy, and working out, and all these things, trying to be a healthy person. Then I was like, my womb is not healthy. What is going on? It was a very shocking for me, a shocking experience for me. So when that happened, literally when I left the hospital, I'm not a big going to the hospital person, but when I left, I said, okay, I need to take my womb health more serious. And so that's when I started. I went out and got some yoni eggs. I started studying. I just started to address, okay, what's the real issue? Why is my womb crying right now? Like, what's going on? Right. So I took the time and did all those things and studied myself a little bit more. And that's how it came about.
But that's good. You didn't just dwell on your situation. You got proactive. You got curious, proactive, and did something about yourself. And in turn, with you taking care of yourself, you can now help others take care of themselves. So we're all privileged that you decided to take the journey rather than just dwell in misery. So that's definitely a testament to your strength.
Oh, thank you. And it's still a journey. I'm still journeying. I'm still learning more things about my womb. And this is about my well-being each and every day. And, yes, it's a beautiful journey. It can be painful. You can be crying and laughing and all at the same time. But I'm really happy that I actually did take the time out to take this serious.
Right. But you're like a unicorn in this environment that we exist in, especially like in the Bible Belt South. Because, you know, the Bible Belt South is like, I feel like it's like the most unhealthiest place in the world. And when it comes to talking about our body parts, talking about sex, sexuality, all of these different things that go into it, it's a big no-no, even though kids are popping up all the time. Nobody want to talk about sex. Like, we know the stork ain't real. We know kids not falling out the sky, but don't nobody want to talk about sex.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know why. I still really don't fully understand why is it like that. I think because of the power of sexual energy, what you can really do, people really still don't even understand what sexual energy is, what sexuality is. And so even just for a man and woman to come together to have a child, that's a beautiful phenomenon right there. That's something that's magic. And so I think it's just people just really just kind of more scared of our own power. And I think that's one of the reasons. It's just they know that it's a very powerful thing. And if somebody can really harness their sexual energy in a very healthy way, you can move mountains. Like, seriously, it's not something to be raunchy about or anything. So
it's real, though. It's real because Patrick and I have done a lot of studying lately of sex and sexuality. And so we're in the Bible Belt, I feel like we're all like unicorns in this space because we understand the necessity of talking about womb care and talking about sex and sexuality and all these things. Now, before we come back, I want to come back to the power of sex and sexuality, but I still want to hit on womb care a bit more. So can you kind of break down a bit further what womb care is, why it's needed, and why you think womb care in particular isn't taught more in healthcare settings?
Okay, so womb healthcare is about a woman understanding the power of herself. Only women have wombs, and we are able to create a child. And like I said, that's a magical thing right there. So when a woman understands her power from her womb, that's what womb healthcare for to me is. It's about a woman understanding her power of being a creator. And it's about acknowledging yourself as a woman, as a queen, as a goddess. It's about so many things. Why it's needed? Because the society we live in is like a war on the womb. You know, we live in a very patrilineal world, and the society is male-based, heavily, heavily male-based. Right. And it's needed because we as women are only seen as being mothers or like the carrier of the child or to be a pleasurable thing for men or for other women too, but mainly for men, what I'm saying as far as like our society. So we are looked upon as just being, okay, that's somebody who's going to carry my kids and that's somebody who's going to bring me pleasure, but not somebody that's actually a nurturer. That's not somebody, you know, what an actual woman is supposed to be. And I think it's needed because a lot of women really don't even understand that they have this power and really understand, like, what it is to be a woman. It's needed also because everything that's going on, like, I was talking to a sister the other day about endometriosis, and I was like, when did this start? It's like all of a sudden everybody has endometriosis. It was just like there's been this weird thing that all of a sudden everybody just has this disease. And I think when a lot of women, not I think, but I know, when a lot of women start addressing their womb health, they're going to really start to see that they can really make some changes about themselves. And it's really not just about diseases, but it's also about an array of other things about a woman just being healthy.
Right.
I think the reason why it's not talked about in a healthcare setting because that's a good question. I think because of the society that we do stay in, the way that women are being seen, it's not being seen in a respectful way. So that's one reason. Also, we don't really know. A lot of people just don't know about how to heal the womb. Like, especially in our medical fields, they only address symptoms. Nobody really expands their knowledge on what it means to actually be healing, to be healed. And those things are something that's in Eastern medicine, and that's not accepted here in the Western world that we stay in. There's no money probably behind it either. And people, our society don't really want people to be healed or be healthy. You know, it's money off of people being sick.
That's true.
Exactly. So.
Yeah, because it's like all my life, you know, I'm just thinking about the medical field and talking about health and all these things. And all my life, nobody really talked about sexual reproduction or we talked about sexual reproduction, but we just talked about like the functions of it. But nobody talked about sexual health, like real sexual health. Like even outside of just Viagra, because it seemed like sexual health is just limited to Viagra and Cialis, and it's like,
right,
you know, if you need Viagra and Cialis, that means you passed the point. Like you really messed yourself up. So it's like, all right, let's start expanding what we think about sexual health, but also looking at sexual health from the woman's point of view of what women need, what the womb is, what the yoni is, all these different things. Because, you know, you have these conversations, men have no idea what's going on with the vagina. Then you meet women who have no idea what's going on with the vagina. It's like, oh man, we just right. all over the place and stuff. That's crazy.
Exactly. It's just how our viewpoint of sex is. And this is a very Christian yeah. society that we stay in. Or I would not say Christian, I would say a religious society. And nothing's wrong mm-hmm. with religion, but I think there's something wrong where our ideas of how we were created is seen as a sin. That's how you create.
Right.
That's how you're born. Why is it sinful? And I was just talking to somebody about this right. the other day. Like, sex itself is not a sin. But it's how you use it can be sinful.
Exactly. So it's a beautiful act.
Exactly. I say the same thing. I say it's a beautiful, sacred act. And
right.
if we understand that and use it in a healthy way, we could just be amazing, even more amazing people. And but, you know, sex is scary. It's this, it's that.
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you got to get over it. But once again, you know, that's why more conversations like this need to be happening, are happening, and I'm just glad that we can be a part of sparking some type of conversation, some type of thought, even leading some actions into people doing things different. Because, I mean, it's might as well say it's 2020 now, so if you're not talking about sex with your kids or amongst yourselves now, even adults need to be talking about sex on a regular basis, so.
Exactly.
So I want to ask you, in your opinion, at what point in the maturation of a woman should she begin yoni care, and what does yoni care consist of?
That's a good question. I was literally talking about to my mom about this, and my mom and my aunties last night. There's no particular age that a woman should start yoni care. I think she should always have a knowledge of yoni care and what it is and everything, how to address herself. Even just like, you know, me having the experience of being molested at the age of, what, 5 or 6, I needed yoni care then because it affected right. me in a way where I saw sex. One, it ignited my sexual energy to 100-fold. And that's when I started masturbating, mm-hmm. I started doing all these things, but I was doing it in a very unhealthy way. And
right.
so it depends, it's no one age, but it depends on also about the experiences that child, that woman, that young girl is having. And she should always, her mother, her father, should always talk about yoni care, even from birth, right then and there, like out the pocket.
no, right, right.
So yoni care consists of so many things. A lot of people just think, oh, yoni care is about using a yoni egg and being able to have a miraculous sex or something like that. It's more than that. It's more than just being a yoni gripper or, you know, a mm-hmm. sex queen in the bed. But it's about yoni care. You have yoni eggs. You have yoni wands, vaginal steam baths. You have even the yoni detox pearls. But also it consists of having a healthy diet. A healthy mindset,
right.
healthy emotions. And our womb itself is geared within our emotional field. And so So it consists of having just a healthy well-being, but being understanding of things that may have caused problems to your womb. You could also get into, like, meditation and yoga and stuff like that. And yeah, yoni care consists of so many different things, mostly just alternative methods of being healthy, and but also addressing the needs that you have for your woman.
Right, right. No, I'm with you because, as you were saying, I was just thinking about the plethora of things that can go into yoni care. Because it, on the surface, it seems like, or the way it's portrayed, or the way we see on it, because a lot, you know, things become fads and a lot of, and trends and all these things. So everybody's doing it now, and a lot of the authenticity is taken out of it. But true care should be from a holistic manner. Now, I saw one video of you, and it was like the yoni weights.
The badger weightlifting.
yeah. Like, hey, break that down for, like, how does that help, or how does it help, and what is it doing?
Oof. How does it not help? There's so many things about that. Are you saying the yoni egg? Well, okay, so let me explain the video. In the video, I'm using a drill yoni egg, and I have it attached to a weight. In the video, I was using another crystal that I have. But so vaginal weightlifting is about just getting a yoni egg or even some other types of things that can be put into the vagina that is for that. I forgot the other names of them, other different types of tools. But and then you start doing Kegels. I know a lot of people have heard about Kegels and everything like that. If you have not heard about Kegels, ladies, look it up. Please look it up now. And so basically Kegels is about contracting and releasing the vaginal muscles, vaginal canal muscles. And so I have the egg in, and I'm doing the Kegels with my egg, and I'm basically lifting up this weight. And just like just doing regular weight lifting, but just with your vagina. How does it help the benefits? Oh, my goodness, one. Let me break this down the best way I can. With sexual reproductive health, a lot of people don't understand that if your pelvic muscles aren't strong enough, you're going to start having issues with sex, with urination, with other things around in that area, your lower extremities area, because that muscle is not being worked. That muscle is not being built in a certain way.
Right.
And people don't realize that you have to actually have muscle care in your vagina and for your penis as well.
So
it has so many benefits. One, the benefits of the crystal that you have. If anybody understands what crystal magic is or just using crystals itself, crystals have different types of properties within them that brings about different types of healing. Like you have a rose quartz crystal, and that's supposed to be good for love and compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm getting, when I have the yoni egg in, I'm getting the benefits of the crystal and also the benefits of doing the exercise, of building a healthier vaginal canal in my muscle. Because if you don't have a healthy vaginal canal, a lot of women become, what's that thing, where they urinate on themselves? Incontinent, if I'm not mistaken, I think that's what they become incontinent because, but that transpires because they don't have the muscular strength in their vaginas anymore.
Right.
So you have so many benefits of from the crystal and doing the exercises on the physical part, but even on the emotional level. Because then when you start working out your vaginal canal, you may have something going on within your womb space that you don't understand that came from as a child. Emotional trauma or something like that. So if you had a very emotional traumatic event when you were younger, and that energy goes into your womb and it stays there and it becomes painful, it starts to manifest into different diseases, it starts to manifest into different ideas that you, negative ideas that you may have about yourself and everything. And that, once you start working out that area and moving that energy,
mm-hmm.
That's on a whole other level of healing, because that's the benefits of that.
so just make sure, getting what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Even on a emotional or mental level, doing the weightlifting can help you kind of resolve issues that you may have known you had that were repressed, or issues that you may not have known you had that were repressed, but it forces you to tap into yourself and get to know yourself.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do want to ask this too about the yoni exercises and using the yoni eggs. I was at this sex toy party, and the lady that was my first time. I had no idea what to expect, but the lady who taught the class, I wanted to buy her something for Christmas because she was awesome. So.
Oh, okay.
But one thing that she taught was about doing the exercises with the yoni eggs or with the beads and things. So, and I'm just thinking, putting it in conjunction with what you were saying. So the stronger the vagina, the tighter the vagina, the tighter the vagina, the wetter it gets, the wetter it gets, the more it helps to increase pleasure in sex and helps reduce any tears or other things that could come to the vagina.
Exactly. That's okay. Very well put. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. So it's imperative for women to pay attention to the overall health of their vagina outside of, because like on a novel level, it's like women and men, but people are paying attention to how they taste rather than how they actually function and perform.
Right. That's true.
So, you know, you hear everybody, I'm drinking pineapple juice, I'm drinking pineapple. Yeah, you can eat all types of fruits and vegetables, but if you can't stand up, I don't care how many pineapples you eat, it's not going to help.
Exactly. That's good. I never even realized that, but that is so true. I think because of the vagina has a very strong smell. And so you could smell that off rip. And so if you're not smelling right, the whole experience is going to be off too. But you do need to have some type of functionality. And that's so true.
Yeah. So it kind of bridging off of that, before a woman engages into sex, right, what should she know about her body, and her yoni to ensure that she's having pleasurable sex?
That she's, is this as her first time or just in general?
Like whenever she has sex, like what type of knowledge or of herself should she have when she's having sex?
She should understand, one, I think a lot of women, even me personally, I dealt with this, that your pleasure, your sexual pleasure does not come from your partner. It comes from you. Now, granted, that person can do something to increase your sexual pleasure and your experience, but you should know that you are in charge of your own orgasm. And a lot of women say like, oh, he wasn't giving me no pleasure. He can't do this. He can't. No. Where are you at? Especially if it's something that happens on the regular, where are you at with your sexual health and your energy and your understanding of what an orgasm actually is? So I think a woman should understand that that she has the power to give herself an orgasm without somebody else being there. About her body, her yoni, she should have a healthy output understanding about who she is as a woman. You know, if a woman look at herself as being ugly, how are you going to have a very pleasurable, beautiful experience if you have a negative connotation mentally or emotionally?
That's true.
So that's why I do what I do, about having women become more confident in their bodies and more sensual and sexual. So those are the things I think a woman should understand about where orgasm comes and how she view herself.
Now, I'm glad you were saying this, because for me, these conversations, I like to talk about this like all my life. I've always been a nasty little boy who would talk about sex until I learned that, you know, everybody else just behind. They not up on this stuff like this. But it,
me too.
right. But Patrick and I, these are conversations that we're always having, or whether we're just talking person to person on this podcast, about when it comes to orgasm, how we are responding, like you said eloquently, we are responsible for our own orgasms. And even as men, it's understanding that when we're responsible for our own orgasms, it's in the sense of, one, that yes, we can induce our own orgasm, but also we can control our orgasm, so we don't have to go off spewing off all quick. Because I do think from the standpoint of when you're engaging in your partners, a lot of women aren't having orgasms because the men are not tuned in to, most men are not tuned in to ourselves. So we damn sure not tuned in to the woman. We don't know the vagina. We have no idea the parts of the vagina. Most men don't know what a clitoris is, don't know what a G-spot is. And so you have all this, and he's ejaculating in 5 minutes. And so it's, you know, I was, it's this lady named Devi Ward, and she has a
podcast. Oh, yes. Oh, you like,
yeah, I know. But she said one thing that resonated with me. She was talking about how men, we aren't used to being touched. And I thought about that. And I was like, well, damn, that's real. That's real. That's real. Like, so if we're not being touched, we ain't touching y'all like that either. Outside of what we learn on porn.
Exactly. And also to touch on that, men are not being touched emotionally either.
Right.
Like, it was on a physical level, but on an emotional level, too. I just realized that, like, well, I didn't know that, but it's, like, just coming to a deeper understanding, like, wow, yeah. And that's why men just have so much trouble with touching themselves. I mean, not touching stuff and other people and stuff like that. Most definitely. Because Davey Ward.
She's cool. She's real cool. But you know, there's no real exchange of real sexual energy. Like, we're talking about this magic that's within sex, but that you have to allow the magic to flow, but you have to be into it. You have to, first of all, know it exists, be into it, and allow it to flow with that connection you have with your partner.
Right, so. And be more feminine. Men need to learn how to be more feminine, and not in a negative way. Feminine as far as being more fluent, being more grace, being like water. And sexual energy moves just like a water, just like a honey, or just like in a feminine nature. If you're not connected to your feminine self, then you're not going to really have many pleasurable experiences or give pleasurable experiences.
No, that's true. Well, I think because I'm learning that. And the way we are taught to have sex is not conducive to allowing our feminine energy to flow or tapping into our feminine side, but it's not conducive to pleasure for the woman either. Because I always when I'm talking to young people, because I do HIV/AIDS prevention, so we have to talk sexual health, we have to talk about safe sex. So I call what we do safe sex, good sex. But I'm always teaching young men, and I just kind of give it to them like this. Because it just how it popped in my head. Turning a woman on is kind of like warming up an older car. Turning a dude on is like a new car in the cold. So no, with me, you know, because if I'm healthy, the wind could blow right, and I'm horny, and I'm ready to go. And not saying that women don't get turned on, but to be fully turned on and ready to receive, that takes time, and you can't just go. You can't just go trying to ram a woman, because if you go trying to ram her, you're going to cause a lot of problems, and the sex won't be pleasure, and it has to be pleasure.
Exactly. It takes time. You got to build it up. And I think that's the beautiful dynamic between the difference between a woman and a man, that we just have these differences, but if we actually take time to understand ourselves and understand the other person, man,
it
could be a beautiful experience.
So with that being said, we're talking about the exchange of energies, building up these energies and things. You are also a womb Reiki practitioner. So what is that, and what part does the womb Reiki practitioner play in having a healthy womb?
So womb Reiki is a practice. It's basically just like regular Reiki, and Reiki is just, and to do, well, I would say basic terms of it, is basically energy healing.
Okay.
A person would project healthy, healing energy to someone else, just like Jesus. When Jesus touched other people, and he was able to send certain type of energy to them, and then all of a sudden their disease is gone, or whatever they had going on is removed. And so that's what Reiki is. It's about sending healing energy. And womb Reiki, to be exact, is about sending healing energy to the womb space.
Okay.
Now you said, what part does the practitioner
well what
play?
Part does well the practitioner, but yeah, the practitioner, but also the whole, the total practice of womb Reiki.
So I'm kind of a little confused about what you asked. I'm like, what you mean?
Well, basically, how does womb Reiki? Because you say it's giving energy to the womb. So what are the positive effects of womb Reiki? I should just say it like that. What are the positive effects of doing womb Reiki?
Oof, my goodness. When you said that, I just felt an old experience that I had getting a session done. Now, womb Reiki, some people may not understand or even believe in healing through energy projection.
Right.
The benefits, I will touch base on why it needs to happen first. Because mm-hmm. within a woman, if she has certain things that's going on, maybe something, like I say, a lot of times we have issues with childhood traumas and stuff like that. If that's mm-hmm. still inside her body, or like even an unhealthy relationship, something with a toxic person, those experiences are put into our energetic field. And sometimes that energetic field, that energy within that field can become expansive, but it becomes toxic too if you're not addressing unhealthy issues that you may have had. So womb Reiki helps push that energy out, because a lot of times it becomes stagnant. It becomes an energetic blockage. It becomes something that it's like you have a flow of water. Say the water is your energy field, mm-hmm. and that water is not flowing anymore because it's being blocked by different types of trash. So when someone else sends that energy through themselves to the other person, you're moving that trash. You're moving that out of the way. So those benefits can be seen as addressing the issue, why it happened. Why is that energy not flowing right here? What you got going on? What area in your life that has put a tattoo on this part of your womb, and now that tattoo is growing, you know? So, yeah, those are the benefits. It's so many things. Me personally, doing it on myself, I brought a lot of things, like being in an abusive relationship. That's something that was very traumatic on my womb. Not growing up without a father. I would say without a father. I would say an absent father. I would say that more. My experience with molestation and just making bad decisions with the men I dated and everything, you know, those put working on my womb in a very, very negative space, very negative way. So I was allowed to push that energy and address it like, oh, okay, let me release this. Have I ever really let that go?
Okay, good.
Yeah, so the womb Reiki just pushed that energy on out, and it's a beautiful experience. If you have never got womb Reiki or any type of energetic healing practice done before, please get it done. Please get it done. Right. It's very needed. It's nothing scary. It's nothing crazy. Just make sure you pick the right person to do it with.
Right. Well, and that's one of the things too. We had a show about that last week, just talking about our spiritual systems and our energetic systems and things like that. So, if they listen to us, don't be scared, because you know we talk about this all the time. But try to. I learned about Reiki a while ago. I've never tried it, but I do need to get into it. And I said 2020, I was gonna get deeper into my spirituality, my spiritual practices and stuff. So, yes, ma'am.
Well, you should definitely get it done. I know a brother, he's really good. He's actually the one who has done many sessions with me, just energy healing sessions, not just particularly for the womb. And he's an amazing brother.
Right.
His name is Arnest English, or I think also Jay English.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yes. Okay. That brother right there, yes. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be Lady Yoni right now.
He's been doing this thing, so definitely shout out to him. He's definitely been doing this thing. I've known, I've interacted with him a few times, so I've known about him for a while. So.
Okay, that's good. Definitely, if you're serious about access, I would suggest getting it done 2020. Coming in the new year already, since set.
There you go. There you go. I'm with you. With you. So now you mentioned this earlier when we were talking about different things that a person can do for wound care. And I want to talk about it because it's something that has caught on more in our community, which is the Yoni Steams. So, could you kind of break down what the Yoni Steams are and the benefits of it? Because I want people to be able to see it more than just a fad. So kind of break down what it is and the benefits of it.
Okay. So a yoni steam, also known as a V steam or a vaginal steam, is where a woman will take a bunch of herbs, different types of herbs that is good for the womb, and she will put it into a pot. She will boil it, just basically like making tea. And the woman would take this pot, the substance of this miraculous stuff, and she would squat over it, bare vagina. Okay. She would squat over it, and she would allow the steam to go into her womb space, into her vaginal canal. The benefits, ooh, child. I meant to do one the full moon the other night, and I had forgot, so I got to do one. So many things. One of the main things is about tightening the vagina. Okay. That's like a very prevalent thing about vaginal steams. It helps with tightening the vagina, but also it helps with removing toxins from your vagina. It helps with relaxing your vaginal canal, your womb space. A lot of times women are holding their womb so tight, clenching it. And especially the society we live in, it's like we just hold it so tight.
Yeah.
And once you have the experience of the steam itself, but then also the benefits of the herbs will go into the womb space and start healing and start relaxing your vagina. So, ladies, if you have never gotten done a vaginal steam, yoni steam, get one. Oh, my God. Some things. I be feeling like a whole new woman. Got a whole new pussy now.
There you go. Now, do you provide vaginal steams?
Yes, I have my own that I sell, my own little concoction of herbs that I sell for vaginal steams. I don't sell, like, the seeds and stuff like that, but I do sell the herbal blends.
Okay. So real quick, and we're going to say it again, but tell the people where they could contact you to get the vaginal steam, your website or whatever they can go to.
Okay, so my website is The Healing Waters, and that's Healing Waters, Waters with a Z. So The, T-H-E, Healing, regular way, and Waters with a Z, .com. You go on my website. You can also contact me on Instagram at Miss Lady Yoni or on Facebook, Lady Yoni Womb Healer. So just go on my website. Check it out, ladies. It's a very beautiful thing, definitely. Check out some other stuff, too, I got on there.
Now, how does let's if a woman is pregnant, can she still do the yoni steam? And if so, how does that like benefit the baby within the womb or just the environment with the baby in it?
That's a beautiful question. I always suggest if you're pregnant, especially if you're fertile along in your pregnancy, to not do a vaginal steam.
Okay.
First trimester, I think it's okay. But once you start getting bigger and just having the experience, there's nothing, I don't think nothing, you don't really need it, one, because this is an ancient practice. A lot of people don't know that this is something that's not new. This is something vaginal steam has been going on for hundreds of years, especially in the African tradition. So I honestly just would not suggest a woman, she's pregnant, to do a vaginal steam. And a lot of times it was used for women who gave birth. And they had to bring back the luxury of the vagina. And so that's been like the main reason of doing vaginal steams is because bringing the vagina back to its original form before giving birth.
Right. Maintenance and rejuvenation and things like that.
Exactly. So I really don't think a woman, if she's pregnant, that she should do that, especially further along her pregnancy.
Okay, so in talking about the herbs that you use within the yoni steam, like I say, you are into herbology, you have experience in that over 10 years. what herbs would you recommend that women use and like men could use to ingest so when he's with the woman, he can bring healthy properties. But what herbs should women be taking on a regular basis to help ensure that they maintain or to help create a healthy womb space?
Okay. I've always talked about these three herbs all the time. These are my top herbs. Number one, Dawn Quay. That's D-O-N-G Quay, Q-U-A-I. Oh, my God. That herb right there, that thing has so many benefits. That thing, I just love Dawn Quay. You also have maca root. Maca root is something, yes. And men definitely can use all these herbs. It helps with the same things, but just for men. Maca root. Now, a lot of people have been taking maca root to get thicker. It's like the new get thick.
I read something like that the other day with maca root help you get thick.
Ooh, and it does. Yes, it does. I got me a little booty ass of it. Okay. But maca root has other benefits too, helping with the womb. It helped me relieve my menstrual cramps. I used to have bad menstrual cramps.
Right.
And even in my later years of doing womb health, that was one thing I could never seem to get rid of, was menstrual cramps. I'm like, what is going on? So I was like, okay, let me go deeper into these herbs. Let me figure out some herbs or research some herbs for the womb. Man, when I started taking maca root, yes, that it gives you so much energy. And like I said, it helps with menstrual problems. You also have, Damiana. Damiana is spelled
D. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, you heard of Damiana.
I drink. I have a big old bag in my cabinet right now, and I drink the tea.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll say that. Look, somebody put me on Damiana last year, and that was just something more new for me. But Damiana, I have a concoction that I make, and I call it. I don't know if I want to say it, but basically it just helps with bringing about your sexual energy. And if you have a low libido or if you're not having a good sensual experience with yourself personally, take some Damiana. Oh, it's not a nasty thing to take either. It tastes good. I love it.
Right.
And I actually have a product that I was supposed to be putting out. I still have not put that out, but it has Damiana and a couple other things that a woman would drink before having sex. And, man, ladies, gentlemen as well.
it gets you right now because it helps stuff flow, and you'll be in there.
Yes, literally.
Yes. So, yeah, because I take Damiana, I was reading some about sea moss and how sea moss could kind of help with libido. Yeah, so I'm on the sea moss, burdock root, and the bladderwack combination.
Ooh.
I'm doing that. And I wanna I'm gonna buy me some Damiana and another one I learned about, Tongkat Ali, and that's supposed to help you with your sexual health.
I heard about that one. I have not experienced that one yet, and I need to.
Yeah.
There's so many herbs out there, ladies. Like, it's just because I only named three. There's so many more out there that you could seriously research and get it from Publix or your natural health food store or whatever like that. But that herb I've heard of, but I haven't experienced it. So let me write that down. I'm definitely going to get that.
Check it out myself. But yeah, and so. And all the taking, but in the combination, I'm trying to, not total summary, but taking care of your womb as far as the maintenance of it, making sure you're putting the right herbs and substances and nutrients in your body, eating correctly, right yoni exercise, total body exercise, your emotional health is intact. This leads to great sexual health, but also great sex in women having orgasms, because it's kind of, you know, once you know, when I hear people not having orgasms, because then when I was taught about sex as a man, I was taught that it should be pleasurable. Sex should always be good. You and your partner should make sure that you're pleasing each other. And so as I got older and I found out that other people were having bad sex, and then when I get with someone who's used to bad sex, and then she experienced me, and it's like, well, if I'm lasting a little longer than these other dudes, then you looking at me like, what you doing? And I'm like, well, what you doing? So it's just kind of like a whole, just all the stuff is just messed up in there. So he kind of shed some light on like the totality of all these things that lead to pleasurable sex.
Yes, yes. Oh man, that's beautiful.
Yeah, cause so and like so, for you, how do? And I don't, well, gotta watch how I ask that. But when
what
it comes, I want to make sure it don't come off like I want to make sure it doesn't sound like I'm asking you about your personal experiences. But
okay.
With the herbs and the way they're used, and just the things that you've experienced in your personal life and the things that you've experienced helping others, how does all of that come around to helping a woman experience not just orgasms, but great orgasms and great sex overall, the things that lead up to the orgasm, because all that matters.
Right. So you're saying, say that question again, I'm sorry.
Like how do not just taking the herbs, but the total practices of everything, like the mindfulness, taking care of your emotional body, taking care of your physical body, taking care of your womb, the yoni steams, all those things. How does that lead up to a total pleasurable sexual act, including orgasm?
Well, like I always say, if your energy is not flowing right, then your sex is not going to be flowing right either. You have to have a good flow of energy to be healthy, but to also experience an orgasm and experience different types of orgasms. A lot of people just think, oh, I just have a vaginal orgasm and that's it. But no, you can literally have a full body orgasm. And that right there is a beautiful, that's beyond orgasm, that's beyond everything. But you can also have orgasms in different parts of your body. But that's a little bit different too, tantra sexual energy,
right.
But it helps by moving that energy and allowing you to create this orgasmic wave. And like I said, man, after I started going deeper, like taking my womb health care very, very serious, I experienced a full body orgasm, and I can have an orgasm without touching myself or without somebody else touching me, but by activating my orgasmic energy and allowing it to flow through my body. So right now I can literally just move the energy in my body and have an orgasm.
Okay.
So, and that's a whole nother level. Every time I tell women that, they be like, wait, what? And I think I may do a video on that where I'm going to show me just moving my energy.
Right.
And maybe I might be like kind of dancing and whatever like that, and me going straight into an orgasm.
Right.
So if women understand that, let me tell y'all, ladies, get into your womb health for real. Because if you're not having orgasms, no, ma'am. And it's not your mate's fault. I have to say this again. It's not your mate's fault, but you have to address what kind of issues that you have with your womb, why you're not able to have an orgasm. Why your energy not flowing? What is it? Like, what are you thinking about? What are you feeling? You know, all of these questions come to mind with womb healthcare and understanding how to have an orgasm. What is an orgasm? You know, a lot of people don't understand, like, what that really is. And, yeah, so once you take into consideration of you being able to control your orgasm, I wouldn't say control, but allowing it to flow and just being open, yeah, it's a beautiful experience.
Now, I'm glad you're breaking it down like that, because it combats the repressive information that's given. Because going back to like what we were talking about with T.I. and his daughter, you know, I heard how you know, and because my mind was the same thing, because we're thinking about her ideas and views of sexuality moving forward and how she connects with herself moving forward. And if he really understands sexuality and teaches her sexual responsibility, you don't have to police her virginity and things like that. But it's just like, and then to just to further take it on with the TV thing and just invite everybody in is, it's like, oh, man.
You know, and that's funny. I actually saw his interview with him and his wife on the Red Table Talk show with Jada Pinkett. So I watched that because I was like, let me see what his brother come with. Because he has a stand-up brother. I mean, he has some issues with his relationship with his wife or whatever like that. But as far as the stuff he do for his community, I'm like, wait, let me see what he got going on. And he addressed some things. And it kind of opened my mind up because I was still kind of like iffy about it. He did apologize about the whole thing, saying it publicly, but we don't know what his daughter really been going through and stuff like that for him to do that. And it was his mom, I mean his baby mother's her mom that was part of it too. So I was thinking, well, maybe they done walked in the house and she'd have had some man in there or something. Like, something. I don't like, I'm just kind of confused. Why they even went along doing it like that? It's a little bit too much for me personally. But I do kind of understand him as being a father. And, you know, that's his little girl.
Yeah.
He want to make sure she's protected and stuff like that. But, yeah, that whole thing was like, oh, my God, Tia.
Yeah, I think the biggest part about it that threw people off, well, for me, the biggest part that threw me off was him going public with it, you know, because, like you said, we don't know all the details that would lead up to that, but you going public with it caused more issues than you needed. So if you wouldn't have told anybody, things would be quite different. So now,
right. I think he was trying to be like an advocate or something like that for men to step up, and he kind of went left.
right. So with that being said, how does what you do help women become comfortable with their yoni, with their body and their sexuality after developing a negative self image about themselves? About the total body and the negative self-image about their sexuality.
So how do I help women do these things?
Do you help women or how do the information that you give and the practices that you give help women kind of become more comfortable with themselves after so much negative information about themselves has been given to them?
Well, first, it's a breaking down of what's going on with that woman personally. What experience does she have? Every time a woman comes into my DM, she may ask me about something, or she'll say she can't have an orgasm, or she has some type of vaginal issue. And the first thing I always say is, one, what is your diet looking like? Because if you don't have a good diet, you're not you know, providing your body with enough nutrients and vitamins and minerals that your body needs to be healthy. And then number two, and a lot of women don't like to talk about this. Why the source of your issue, and then that comes into, oh, okay, I was raped at a certain age, or I did something or experienced something at a younger age or recently where this is causing me pain, and you have to address that pain or you won't be healthy. You won't have a healthy, not even a sexual experience, just a healthy life in general, you know, so that takes time for some women too, especially addressing certain things, but you have to address it. If you had some type of painful experience in your life, you need to address it in a healthy way and release yourself from that pain, that trauma, you know, and understand that everything happens for a reason. Everything is a lesson. So I always talk about that, like learning your lessons from like past bad relationships. And everybody, we like, some women talk about, oh, it was his fault and this like this, and, you know, kind of do the negative thing for the other person, but also, you know, what play that you had in this relationship or just learning the lesson of it, you know. So everything is a very learning experience, and I do so much for women. I make sure that also that I am walking the path. Like, I'm not just going to say, oh, yeah, I do this, this, and that, and then I get home and I don't do none of that. You know, I make sure that I do what I say I do on social media. Every every day. I'm still going through my womb healing journey, and it's going to be a journey for years to come. It's never going to be not a journey for me. And so I make sure that I am a stand-up woman. I make sure I stand by my word and my image.
Okay. No, that's what's up. Because that ability to heal ourselves is something that's needed, especially as Black people in America, knowing that the history of trauma and oppression that we've dealt with on a regular basis. So what you do is definitely, definitely needed and is definitely applauded within our community. So
thank you.
No problem. So we're down to our final question, and this is a question we usually ask all of our guests. If you were the all-powerful ruler of Black America, what would you change, and what would your message to the people be?
What would I change? That's a heavy question. See, I got two parts to that. Because I am a strong believer in things of happening for a reason.
Okay.
And I understand that we go through a struggle, and not even going through a struggle, just being Black people in America, man. But this is happening for a reason. And so I would say, at first, I would say nothing. Honestly, I would just say I wouldn't change anything. Because I know that this is happening for a reason. And I know that there's a beautiful essence about, even though it's a painful experience, but like I said, life has its lessons. But if I was to change something, which I actually am doing, I would change the knowledge of self.
Okay.
A lot of Black people don't know where we come from. Not just on a physical plane, but spiritually. You know, what our ancestors, who our ancestors, and what they were about. And so knowledge of where you come from, who you are, what it means to be Black.
Right.
You know, I don't want to say Black, but, you know, and my motto or my message would be, like, the most beautiful message out there is know thyself.
There you go. So, once again, thank you. And we love this question because we get different answer every time. Like I think we may have gotten similar answer maybe once, but we get a different answer every time. So that's why we love that question. Once again, can you tell people your website? I know, right? So once again, tell people your website and where they can find you on social media.
Okay, so my website is The Healing Waters. That's Waters with a Z, not an S. The S wasn't available. But The Healing Waters, that's the name of my business. It's called Healing Waters. And that's where you can find my products at. Also, I have a blog called Yoni to Yoni where I'm writing about different things. I have a new article coming out very soon that a lot of people are going to love, so I'm not going to talk about it right now. But, yes, go to my website, thehealingwaterswithaz.com. I'm on Instagram at Miss Lady Yoni, and Yoni is spelled Y-O-N-I. I'm on Facebook, Lady Yoni Womb Healer. Also, I have a YouTube account where I started the Yoni to Yoni blog, and basically it's about different videos, just different videos about womb health care and stuff like that. I don't have that many up just yet, but I do have one up about what are yoni eggs and stuff. I do have some new material coming out, and just really, really trying to be out there helping women further my experience, but also help further the knowledge and information to different women. That's where you can find me, all on social media.
Yeah, no, definitely appreciate that. Like I said, once again, what you're doing is very, very, very important. We need healing from the inside out. And we need, going back to what you said earlier about how magical sex is, we need to understand that and how sexual energy, that organic sexual energy, can be used in many different facets of our life. And kind of thinking about this outside, you know, break the box. We're not in the box. We're looking at sexuality from a holistic standpoint. So,
Exactly.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm not going to hold you up any longer. I thank you a million times. And for everybody, Lady Yoni, so I definitely will be staying in touch with you, and do look forward to having you back on here in the future.
Yes, and thank you for having me. This is my first time doing an interview. And it was so crazy, to be honest. It was so crazy as I've been preparing myself because for doing interviews and stuff. And
Right. Literally
the day before you asked me, I had said, okay, I'm going to manifest an interview because, honestly, I was in my womb space, literally, and I was like, okay, I'm going to manifest this. And I've been manifesting a lot of things this year. And, yeah, it's a pleasure. And I just know that this is just a confirmation of me being on the right path. Because it's been a long time coming. I've been wanting to do this. I've been wanting to do this for years. And finally this year, I was like, well, last year, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna take that step. I'm going to get out of my fear, and I'm going to take this step, and I'm going to be Miss and Lady Yummy, and here I am, and it's been a beautiful experience, and like I said, thank you so much for having me on here, my first time. I'm not a virgin anymore, so yeah, this is very professional. I love what y'all are doing, and
thank you. When
I went to your Instagram page, I was like, okay, heck yeah, I want to do an interview. Yes, I do.
That's cool. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so, man, keep doing what you're doing. It's a beautiful thing. Very professional. Very professional. Very knowledgeable. So it's a pleasure meeting you and being on your establishment.
Yes, ma'am. And like I say, we definitely look forward to having you on here again. And this is a place, a platform that you can use to get out messages and all types of things, information trying to get to the community. That's what we built this platform for, to be a resource to the community and connect people like you to the community. So let's make sure we stay in touch.
Definitely, definitely. If you see me on campus, you better speak to me.
Oh, I am. Next time I see, can't just let you go by. Next time I see you, you're going to make sure you see me.
Yes, okay, good.
Yes, ma'am. We'll talk to you later, though. Thank you.
All right, love. Peace.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye. Yeah, everybody put your hands together one more time for Lady Yoni. Shining. Great conversation about the Yoni. Great conversation. Learned some things, learned some new things, had some new ideas and concepts planted to my head. But that's why we have these conversations. It's okay for us to express ourselves through sex. It's okay to be sexual. Sexuality is okay. What we don't want is when we're not talking about womb care, we're not talking about sexual care, not talking about health care, we're not talking about sex and sexuality. And our ideas of sex and sexuality are built off of unhealthy foundations, so porn and sexual trauma and all these things. And we move forward existing in our sexual spaces with those energies and those mindsets. We go about teaching other people to have sex in those spaces. And that's how you get to where we are now, where a lot of good sex ain't happening. So we're going to make sure that we play our part and make sure we get the right information out. But that's Lady Yoni. Y'all make sure y'all check her out. The Healing Waters, her website. Check that out. Lady Yoni on Instagram. Shout out to Pat. Amen. Shout out to the PAX Inc. crew. And this is how we do it. I'm Joseph Ward. Amen. Two fingers in the air like a player, because y'all know we just don't care. And I'm up out of here. Peace.